You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Helmuth Cobb approaches a mom in a Florida grocery store making conversation about her daughter. Then Cobb chases the mom down in the parking lot and offers $100,000 to buy the little girl. Top it off, Cobb's a registered sex offender already on probation from a similar charge.
The 85-year-old registered sex offender died while in custody. Cobb had been booked in the Volusia County Branch Jail for violating his probation. Cobb had pleaded no contest to charges of false imprisonment and battery in August 2019. A condition of his probation prohibited him from having contact with minors, and that he be accompanied in large retail stores and malls. Cobb died after being taken to the hospital for treatment of a medical condition.
An Oklahoma homeowner wakes up to a man standing over him with a gun. The homeowner chases Javier Garcia out of the house. Garcia finally picked up days later. 45-year-old Garcia charged with first-degree burglary.
Garcia also faces other charges. The 45-year-old was previously convicted of a felony, and that felony means Garcia can't legally have a gun. He's charged with possessing a firearm after former felony conviction, feloniously pointing a firearm, larceny of a vehicle, and concealing stolen property.
Cops find a 93-year-old woman dead with 7 deep cuts to the head. Suspected murder weapon, a hatchet frequently carried by grandson Dustin Tinklenberg. The 42-year-old claimed his grandmother had abused him as a child.
The 42-year-old was convinced that his grandmother, Stella Anderson, had somehow altered the bacon he was eating and lost it, attacking the woman with a hatchet he was known to always carry. Tinklenberg lifted his shirt for Minnesota cops to show them the scars that he says Anderson allegedly gave him, but none were there.
Tinklenberg now charged with grandma's murder. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two people have been fatally shot in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Officers responded to a reported shooting and found two people dead, one at a post office and another in a vehicle at the scene of a nearby crash. The shootings were being investigated as connected. Chattanooga Police Chief Celeste Murphy.
Right now, all we know is we have two people shot and the investigation is still ongoing. We have some witnesses that we are talking to, and right now there's just not a lot of information that we can give out right now.
Further information, including the names of the victims, wasn't immediately released. A 73-year-old man arrested on suspicion of hiring someone to kill his longtime girlfriend, a prominent San Francisco Bay Area dentist, has died by suicide while in police custody. Our friends at Crime Online.
The fatal shooting of 60-year-old Lili Hsu last August in Oakland was believed at the time to be a robbery that ended with a homicide. But this week, investigators allege that Nelson Chia hired 33-year-old Hashim Besson to kill Hsu. Both men were arrested on murder charges. The next day, Chia was found dead inside a holding cell at Santa Rita Jail.
The killing drew attention because of Hsu's prominence in the Oakland Chinatown community and due to fears of anti-Asian violence stoked by earlier hate crimes in the Bay Area. Federal authorities have charged the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with assault and attempted kidnapping of a United States official. The San Francisco District Attorney has now announced even more charges and says David DePapp could face life in prison. Sources tell our friends at CBS News the suspect had a list of targets and may have been planning to attack more people. According to a federal affidavit, the 42-year-old told police he wanted to hold Speaker Pelosi hostage and, quote, break her kneecaps. Paul Pelosi remains in the hospital after undergoing surgery for a skull fracture. U.S. prosecutors have accused an Oregon man of abducting a Canadian child he met online, taking her across the border and into the U.S. in his vehicle's trunk and sexually abusing her. Our friends at Crime Online.
Noah Medrano's lawyer has pleaded not guilty on his behalf to multiple charges during his first appearance in federal court in Portland. He's charged with traveling in interstate or foreign commerce with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct, sexually exploiting a child, transporting a child interstate with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and possessing child pornography.
41-year-old Medrano allegedly traveled to Canada to meet the girl in person twice before taking her into the United States. According to the charges, she was younger than 14.
William Brandt steals car keys from a mother's pocket as she retrieves her baby from the back seat.
The mother was undoing the child's car seat restraints when Brandt took the keys, which were stuffed in her waistband, then threatened the mom with a sharpened wooden stick. The woman screams for help as Branch moves toward the driver's side door. Chick-fil-A employee Michael Gordon grabs the guy but gets punched in the face. Then others in the parking lot jump in to help subdue the suspect until police arrive.
A Florida woman takes cops on a high-speed chase to cross, quote, getting arrested off her bucket list. Cops clock Janiyah Douglas driving over 90 mph. She pulls over 5 minutes later to avoid a spike strip. She's arrested and charged with eluding. I guess she got her wish. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.